This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
There have been a few times in my life that God has surprised me by asking me a question. I haven't heard him audibly, like I'd hear my kids speak, but instead of questions popped into my mind that seems to come out of nowhere. And over the years of following Jesus, I've learned to pay attention to that, because more often than not, it's him speaking. The first time this happened was quite a long time ago now, when I was travelling in a car with a guy that I was just going out with at that time. Out of nowhere, I sensed God say to me, "When do you want to get married?" This completely floored me and revealed a whole load of fear, anxiety, and lies that I'd been believing. It showed me that God was interested in my answer, It revealed that God was interested in my choices. And it revealed the lie that I had believed that he was a distant dictator that I had to obey no matter what. The freedom and empowerment to choose the answer and the invitation to share my answer with God was mind-blowing for me. One simple question from God, and my whole understanding of him changed. One simple question, and healing came into my life and empowerment to choose the way forward. This year, we've been looking at the brilliant theme of follow me. Looking at how we can follow Jesus, how we can be with him and spend time with him, how we can become like him, and how we can do the things that he did. I love this theme. The last few weeks, we have looked at how we change and grow to become like him. So this week, I will be looking at how questions bring change and growth in all of us. Firstly, I will look at how Jesus loved to ask questions to those around him. I will also look at some tips from skilled coaches that can help us all to ask good questions. And then it will be your turn. So I'd love you to grab pen and paper and get ready to write down some questions that I will be asking you later and your answers. So why don't you go and quickly get them ready for later on in the talk. So did you know that Jesus asked over 300 questions in the New Testament? In his ministry, we see Jesus use questions that range from simple to stumpers, from setting up a new topic of conversation to completely challenging the motives or deep-seated assumptions of both his opponents and his disciples. He reframed problems or empowered people to realize the truth and speak it out just by asking the right question. There is something incredibly powerful about the way this engages people's wills and intentions. It's hard to be passive in an interaction with Jesus when he asks questions like, "Do you want to get well?" Or, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" Or even, "Who do you say that I am?" Questions help us all to change and grow. Questions help us to identify where we currently are or what we believe. They help us to identify our goals and our dreams, and they help us to work out ways to get there. So let's have a look at Matthew 16, verses 13 to 16. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So Jesus' question, "Who do you say I am?" initiates a discussion with his disciples about his very own identity. Jesus wasn't actually on a fact-finding mission, but he was creating an opportunity for the disciples to vocalize their belief about him and to reveal their hearts and their thoughts. I wonder what your answer would be to that question today. Who do you think Jesus is? Let's look at another Bible passage. So Mark 10, verses 46 to 51. This is a bit longer. Stay with it. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him, "Be silent." But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." Throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. I wonder why Jesus asked the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" I would have thought it was obvious, but I wonder if, again, Jesus, in one simple question, is cutting to the heart of the matter. He's revealing Bartimaeus' understanding of Jesus as a healer and as someone with authority. And Jesus is showing him that he has the power to choose and ask for Jesus to come into his life and change things and bring healing. A man who presumably had very few opportunities in that time to make choices about his life and how he wanted to live. And Jesus is asking him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Interestingly, a few verses before, Jesus had asked the very same question of James and John, who are two of his disciples, who were asking to sit at Jesus' side in heaven. In this instance, the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" revealed a really different heart posture. Here, their answer to the question revealed that they were seeking honour and glory for themselves. So Jesus used the very same question as an opportunity for change and growth, as it opened up a conversation about leadership being more about serving one another than about status or high position. So in each of these examples, Jesus uses questions the way a surgeon uses a scalpel to delicately cut into a new level of understanding for those that were being asked. For us too, questions can be a powerful tool for discipleship as we follow Jesus and change and grow into who he created us to be. They are a powerful tool for us to use as we help others to change and grow. Not telling others what to do or solving their problems for them, but communicating love by asking and listening, helping to reveal to them their beauty and value. Asking great questions like Jesus does is a skill that can be learned, both by listening to the Holy Spirit in the moment and by practicing good question asking techniques, and learning to listen and just be quiet sometimes in response to the questions. Here are a few tips from some coaching experts, which is summarized by Vineyard pastor Becky Peshek. So the first one is to listen. This might go without saying, but it is important. You may have brilliant ideas and insights to share with other people, but try to wait before doling them out. Give ample space to other people to speak and really pay attention to what they're saying. Number two, ask what else. As you listen to people talk, watch for that spark, that moment where they just come alive. Or the moment where you can see that something is weighing heavy on them. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see where there might be a little more to their story than they're saying. You could then ask questions that help them to open up on that subject, like, "Tell me more, what else? I'd like to hear more about that." These are really powerful questions. The third one is ask open questions. So this is a question that asks for more than a yes or no answer. So we can use open questions in a similar way to get below the surface in our conversations with people. Phrases like, what do you think about? What did you notice? How could you make that change? Why do you feel that way about da 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 da? All of these help to initiate conversations that really go to the heart of matters. And then lastly, ask questions that look forward. So when confronted with people who are sick or needy, Jesus often asks them, what do you want me to do for you? Like we mentioned earlier. Questions help us to look beyond our current situation and identify where we want to be. So what would it look like if you had a healthy biblical way of handling money? Or what would it mean for you to stop yelling at your family? Questions help us to gain a new insight by looking ahead to where we want to go and encourages us to dream. What do we hope for? What do we long for? What are we looking forward to? By asking these questions, we move away from demotivating guilt or regret and towards hope and vision for the future. So, have you got your pen and paper ready? I have a few questions for you. I'll leave a little bit of time in between the questions for you to answer, but really, it's probably better to just write down these questions and then take a bit of time with a friend in a COVID-safe way, obviously, maybe on Zoom or something, inviting Holy Spirit to come and speak to you as you talk through your answers to these questions. So the first one, topic, what area in your life would you like to see change and growth in? So what is the topic that you would like to see change and grow? So what area in your life would you like to see change and growth in? The second one is your goal. What's the dream? What is your end goal? How would you like it to be? What has God placed inside of you that makes you come alive, that you're passionate about, that you just can't leave alone? What do you want to see in a few months' time happen? I often think this way. I'm a music teacher and I often think this way in terms of my students and think, right, in 3 months' time, where do we need them to be? So what are the things that I need to put in place for them to get there? But I have to have that goal. What is that goal that I would love to see happen? Number three, reality. What actually is the situation you're in at the moment? What is happening? And what impact is that having on you? What is holding you back? So it's just taking stock of where you actually are at this moment. And then options. Time for letting your imagination and creativity run wild. I love this bit. What could you do? What ideas do you have? What other ways are there to do this? So this is where you just throw out all the ideas that you possibly could have about anything, as crazy and as wild as they seem, before you start sorting them out into what is realistic and how you could do it. So just loads of time to be creative. Maybe you could invite the Holy Spirit to come and ignite your imagination as you talk. And maybe you can spend some time in prayer at this stage, seeking God's heart and will for a situation. And then lastly, this is the crunch point. What will you do? How will you do it? When will you do it? This is really important, this bit. What will you do? How will you do it? When will you do it? So these questions are designed to help you think through the challenges you might be facing in a certain area of your life. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, identify where you want to be and how you can get there. So back to that question that God asked me that I mentioned at the start. When do you want to get married? Ooh. I told God that I would happily get married in December that year, but that I wasn't going to say anything to anyone. And if God was okay with it, and if I was really hearing him correctly, that this guy would propose to me and suggest a December wedding. I also asked God to get three different people that particular weekend to ask me if I was married. And just to check, because sometimes, you know, we have to check these things. And all those things happened. And 7 months later, I was married to Phil. God's question to me empowered me to choose and reveal to me where I was at in my understanding of his character. God's question cut right to the heart of the matter with me, like a surgeon with a scalpel. Jesus used questions to help people change and grow. His questions still resonate with us today. And maybe the Holy Spirit is asking you the same questions right now. Who do you say Jesus is? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Questions help us to change and grow. Questions help us to identify where we are and what we believe. They help us to identify our goals and our dreams, and they help us to work out ways to get there. So if you'd like to practice using some questions more and learn about some more helpful methods for asking coaching questions, then come along this evening to the study at 7:30. Come and join in the fun and see what Jesus shows you as you chat and share your answers. Thank you for listening, and I'll hand back to David and Alison.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Great.
Thank you for, what was it? Tea grow. Is that right? Tea grow. That's really helpful. I've used that as well and recommend that. And I'd like to do that prayerfully right now, if that's okay. Just picking up on what Helen has been saying. So if when she said, you know, which topic or whilst she was talking, you were thinking, oh, this is something I'm struggling with, or I'd love some help with this. Let's just bring that before him now. And we'll ask the Lord to speak into your situation and to challenge you, to ask you questions and to, especially if you feel like you got stuck with something, this is a really good opportunity to pray into that and to get unstuck. Lord, thank you for the way you love us enough to ask us questions and give us that agency of choice of being able to make, to be able to answer and decide and I can say to you, I want to be healed, and know that's coming, that I get that choice. And I pray for my brothers and sisters who are watching and listening this morning, and anybody who feels that they're stuck with something, whether it's a bad habit or a corrosive relationship or something you believe about yourself you know is not true, or an ambition that you've always had and never dared go for. Whatever it is. Lord, this thing that I'm stuck with, I've put before you. And I now want to listen to you, to your questions. So in this moment of silence, hear him say your name and see if you hear him ask your question, and write it down before you forget. My prayer, Lord, is that as you trigger that process of coaching us, of asking us those questions and listening to us in your grace and your mercy, I pray that many people will be freed from things that they're stuck in and find a step forward into your calling on their lives. Amen. Amen.